We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Claudia Jordan and Jess Hilarious are here.
What's good?
Hey. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about Jess. She's dating a gentleman that's several years younger than
a little boy.
3 years. First of all, don't ever play with me. I play with you all the time, but I ain't playing with you right now, Leonard.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes. So he's very much a grown man. He's just 3 years younger than me.
So the question is, do you prefer somebody younger with stamina and energy, or someone older with experience and wisdom?
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like older guys can have energy and stamina?
This is the thing. It depends on where you are in your life. And listen, yes, older guys can have energy and stamina, and young guys can have wisdom. Wisdom is not about how old you are.
Correct.
It's about learning from other people's experiences and you in your experiences as well. Mm-hmm. But that's how you become wise. You become wise over time, but you don't need to be on earth for 70 years to be wise.
That's mm-hmm. true, because some people have lived lives you haven't lived, so they can be younger than you but have an experience you didn't have yet.
Correct.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
It's going great.
So which one you prefer? So you prefer younger with stamina?
I've tried both, but right now, like where I am right now, younger, stamina, and he is wise.
What's the oldest you've been though? Like how many years older?
Oh, girl.
Was it the one that I hated?
No, I had somebody older than him.
Really?
Yeah, but more like a clown.
70?
Yeah, really? No, I've never dated a 70-year-old, Envy.
60?
I would say 49. That
49.
Was the oldest.
Oh, 49's not that bad, though.
49.
Yes, it is for her age. 49?
She's 31.
What? I'm 31.
Yeah, 31 is 49 is old.
Okay, I understand. Well,
how was it sexually?
Not anymore. How, what, the 49?
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah. It was all right. It just was like, all right, I'm bored. But
all right, what?
Bored.
All right, I'm bored a little bit.
he was boring outside of the bed.
He was bored. And then, like, he made me dislike oral. But
wait.
What?
Yeah, the old man
receiving
made me dislike
or
oral. No, I didn't want to receive it.
From him?
He scared me from. I got bit. I'm like, what the hell? You've been on earth too long to be known that like you can't actually for real. Like, you don't chew it. Yeah,
what
like you know how somebody like
he thought you was one of them old models.
Them
old models had tougher clitorises.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this one was more fragile, and he was not. It was too much.
So you didn't like oral after him?
I didn't like oral after him, but I'm in love with it now again because you know. It's happening.
Papi Chulo.
He eat that worm.
Stop it.
He eat the worm at the bottom of the, at the bottom of the bottle.
What are you talking about? What is that?
What? Tequila.
The worm at the bottom.
The worm at the bottom of the bottle.
Yeah. Oh, I forget. Y'all don't have worms. That's how we old. Our tequila bottles used to have worms at the bottom of the bottle.
Oh, okay. That's the Mexican stuff that you're trying to say? Like, what is it?
You don't know about it.
He's so old that we can't even catch on.
Now, what about you, Claudia?
You know what? Up until a few years ago, I only dated younger men. Like, not super, super younger, but I definitely liked younger men.
What's the youngest?
I was like 12 years.
12 years, okay.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
We had some awkward experiences, though.
Why?
I was having some dental work done at the time. I told a story on Housewives, and I had a temporary crown in my mouth, so they're not really like cemented in there.
Okay.
And we were having relations, and when I was, it was a really dark room, and my crown got loose, so I didn't think he'd see that I slipped it out of the nightstand. And he goes, "Is that your tooth?" And he said it really loud. And then I realized I
got it. You are old.
Yo, that is
wild. It made me feel a lot older. God damn, she murdered me.
You set us back with that one now.
But it wasn't because I had dental work being done.
Right, and it wasn't her tooth.
It was a crown.
Is that your tooth?
Is that your tooth?
It was a crown. It wasn't even a tooth. It was a crown.
It wasn't my real tooth like rotting out because I'm old. It was dental. It was my temporary crown.
Did you keep going? You like, let me show you what these gums do.
I gotta show the young guy I'm savage. I can keep going. Yeah.
He said, "Let me show you what these gums do."
Let's but go. Now, like, yo, I look older now.
Let's go. Let's go to the fold lines. Jesus Christ.
No, you don't.
I hate y'all. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren from Philly.
Hey, Lauren, you going younger or older? Which one you prefer?
Oh, so I have an explanation.
Okay.
I would say older for the wisdom and the experience. They probably be more established. Mm-hmm. And I would date younger for the fun and the laid back.
So. Well, you can't have both. You got to pick one.
Yeah, you can't. There's no explanation. What do you got to pick?
Then older.
Okay, you're going to go older? So you're going to know you're gonna have to be the one with the stamina and all the energy. How old are you?
I'm 31.
I know that's right, girl. Okay, well, all right. You'll be back to the youngins.
Jesus.
But dating older now is different now because they got all kind of things now.
Yeah.
So they got pills and all kind of potions.
Girl, all kind of stuff.
Right.
Okay. Money.
That's what it's all about.
That's not what it's all about.
They want the sugar daddies. Y'all ain't dating no broke older man.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not dating a broke young man either.
Would you let a young broke man hit?
I would not. You don't know me then, sir. Yeah, we ain't cousins.
But what if he got that thing?
The I would never. I don't know. That's not what I look.
Cody was gonna say the broke ones do.
The broke ones usually.
Guys with money that got it too. Like y'all don't understand.
But the best penises are usually attached to ain't.
Yeah,
you know I mean, like
right I right. guess because that's all they got, so they can just kind of
they lead with that. Jeff.
Yeah,
hello?
Well, that was back in the days for me.
Hello.
See, now she admitting to it.
Now she
see what I'm saying? I don't date no young broke man.
No, I not now. I won't. What the hell I look like? Old Jack Snow. Go ahead.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro? Talk to us.
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, talk
to us. Andrew Perkins from Indianapolis.
All right.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you prefer, Andrew?
Oh, I don't know any of this stuff about younger, older, wisdom, whatever it is. All I know, Charlamagne, is I'm horny for cheese women. You know what cheese women are?
Cheese women.
What are cheese women, sir?
They are women made out of cheese, and I want to eat their arms.
That was the same guy who said that was a that's your fresh jar like. Mayonnaise.
Just the white dude from Philly.
Oh, okay, that's what I think. He was definitely from Indianapolis.
Oh boy,
you know what it used to be back in the day? They used to separate kids like in school. Like you had an honor class and a special class. But see, now
small,
we
short bus.
That's
class.
Right. We all just together now. They can just all call in. That's all.
That is messed up.
Well, 800-585-1051. We're asking: do you prefer someone younger with stamina or someone older with experience and wisdom? Now, this comes from Jess Hilaris. She's 31. She's dating somebody several years younger than her.
Some clowns.
And we ask what you thought. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you prefer someone younger with stamina or energy or someone older with experience and wisdom? Of course, our co-hosts Claudia Jordan and Jess Hilaris are here. Now, this story comes from Jess Hilarious. She's 31. She's dating somebody several years younger.
But she said he got the energy, stamina, and the wisdom.
Correct.
Yep, and experience and money and other things as well.
Are you in love?
I'm getting there.
Man, if you don't stop.
I'm getting there.
You in love?
First of all, you don't even understand. You don't even know how long this has been going on. All right, we finally got a real woman up here other than me, and y'all just don't understand. Like, all right, you don't know how long this has been.
Okay, so you're in the, that's like the best part when you're almost there.
Yeah.
Why are you blushing?
Almost, almost. Actually, I hope I don't even get all the way to it, because that's when things be like, all right, crazy. Yeah, I want to be in this stage. Like, yeah, I'm almost.
But it's the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, I would say that.
Have you started stalking the IG page already?
No, I don't want to know his.
Okay, got it.
I mean, he know mine. I don't want to know his, none of that.
Okay.
What song made you think about it? I be listening to Ari Lennox. I listen to some. I'm in the Soft Girl era stage. You know, I've been. You know what I mean? I've been channeling that new album, and yeah, I like that.
Well, let's go to the phone line.
He likes Anita Baker. Yeah, you're shocked, ain't you? Yeah, look at your face.
Hello, who's this?
That young black Mexican like Anita Baker.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Dorian.
All right, Dorian. Younger with stamina or older with experience and wisdom? What's your thoughts?
Older with experience.
Why?
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like it's better. Like,
They take care of you. It's interesting, right? Because it's the same things women like, men like, too. Like, I back in my day when I was out there in these streets, you know, and I had things that were 20 years older than me, they'd send you home in car service.
Yeah.
They'd send you home with fried chicken with Twinkies in a nice little bag.
Somebody put a chicken on a plate on the side of his bed.
And a $2,000 check now.
See, he was dealing with the Sheryls and the Gwendolyns and everything. That's right. We're not talking about that.
And the birthers. That's right. That was the birther. Yeah.
And a $2,000 check, okay? I needed that in my 20s. Yeah. You hear me?
Definitely more thoughtful. Older folks are more thoughtful.
You hear me?
You a bird, yo.
Would you ever date an older woman now? If you weren't married, would you pay for a mammogram? Yeah.
What?
You know.
He loves older women.
Nine.
Hell
yeah.
What? What was the biggest age difference you had?
Like 23 years.
Charlamagne would have married Patti LaBelle.
Stephanie Mills.
Are you
Patti
serious?
Stephanie Mills.
Stephanie Mills.
Now you're talking my language. Now y'all talking. Now y'all talking.
Yes.
Now
Stephanie.
Y'all talking.
Yes.
Thelma from Good Times.
Betty White.
Man. No, come on.
So I was thinking about Florida. I was ready to say, whoa.
So Charlamagne, could a rich older woman get you to do anything?
No. I'm happily married.
No, back then, like if you were
yes,
available.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
See, look at the smile. Look at the smile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stories back then that I cannot repeat now. You did tell me some things.
You definitely rubbed somebody down with some Bengay or something.
Yes. I never did that. That wasn't that old back then. Back then, I was 20-something. They was in their 40s. That wasn't
sitting
crazy
on laps and all that.
Stupid. You stupid.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Sitting on laps. Hello? I hate you. Tiff! Tiff, don't mind us.
Hello.
We just your cousins cutting up this morning.
That's cool. I love y'all, I swear.
Thank you, boo.
So, Tiff, you know what we're talking about.
Every
you want a younger man with stamina and energy or an older man with experience and wisdom?
Okay. So, being a nice 38-year-old woman myself, I'd rather have an older one because they get me there where I need to be for sure, guaranteed.
She's saying they're
not asking for too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're not asking for too much. They're not even trying to go a couple rounds. That's cool with me. Fine.
That's cool.
Oh, I know. That's right.
We ain't got a couple rounds to give, man. We don't have a couple rounds to give, man.
That's okay. I'll take that couple. At the most, it'll be two. Yeah. I'm good with that. After that, let's do something else. I'm an adult. There's something else to do.
Two?
I know that's right.
But anyways, these little ones, though,
What you mean?
This Mandingo and all of it. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're talking about the young ones? The young ones with the Mandingo?
Yes, these young ones. I can't because one, they just, what you want to call like a rabbit. They just want to go. Catch me here. Do this. Why do I? Like I said, I'm already up in the area, like the age, you know. I don't have time to teach nobody.
She said them new models hung too long. She don't like them new models.
Young ones.
Okay.
I'm cool. Y'all nice to look at and all, but I'm cool.
She wants somebody ugly with some nice
and more sensual over the quick.
No
one wants that.
Well, what's the average penis size?
Everybody is different. I guess everybody is different though, and he's not several years younger, but he's 3 years younger. But it's like when somebody can talk to you and they understand and they It's an intellectual conversation being had. Yo, the hardest thing to have with anybody these days is a conversation. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about that goes, when it goes beyond what's happening in the world, what's trending mm-hmm. on social media, or what are goals here online, and it substance. Like,
how do you feel about life? Talk,
yeah, mm-hmm. like, yo, our conversations get deep, and it's like, yo, you really 28? You know what I'm mm-hmm. just saying? So it's like, I'm not just up here like advocate. Oh, yeah. Young niggas all day. You know, that's great, you know, because they make for great little brothers, but this one particular one.
I like that he makes you happy, but I hope he knows that, you know, the same way we talking about him now, if he do you dirty, we going to talk about it.
Absolutely. I already told him.
And Thursday I met him. And you already know, Jess.
I already know.
You already know.
I already know.
All right.
So, yes, we'll see.
Salute to Juwan Jackson.
He's in love.
You're a good brother, man.
We got rumors on the way. What?
Salute to who?
I said Juwan Jackson. That's not his
who
name.
Who is Juan?
I thought you said
no, it's not. Juwan. He's trying to be smart.
You said his name was Juwan Jackson.
No, he actually a regular name. Get out my face. It's not a Rivera or nothing. Like, it's not giving it. Like,
not a Rivera.
It ain't no damn Jackson.
We got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
We got a black last name.
We got a big artist that is dropping some new music. We got to talk more about it when we come back.
All right. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.